home for NASCAR. Now, live, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Happy Monday. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, every Monday bringing you what you need to know about the weekend of NASCAR. And this weekend, hey, got a little something to talk about. Big win, big first-time win, possibly for the series. But anyway, Carson Hocevar gets his first career win at the Jack Links 500 in Talladega, and NASCAR may have a new star. I've never seen so much coverage about one person's victory celebration. So it was very popular by the fans, about halfway popular through the garage area, but even NASCAR's leadership chimed in on it. Carson Hocevar winning in the 77 Chili's Mobile. What does this mean for him? What's it mean for NASCAR? I know what it means for Sean and I. We've actually got a little something to talk about today. So sit back, relax. It ought to be good. It's post-Talladega show here on Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. I am Casey. Welcome into the program. And sitting across from me, the Carson Hocevar of Racing Talk Radio. Well, except he's no rookie. He's Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Oil or Media Group. How about that?
Yeah, good evening. Happy to be here. And what a race Talladega was.
What, you know what? What a last 20 laps Talladega was.
Well, yeah, except for, you know, the 26 car pileup that happened in stage three that, you know, makes or continues the reputation that
yes.
Talladega is known for is the big one. And so, yeah, it... Some would say it was a great day at Talladega. Others would say, you know, we need to do something about that super speedway racing. So it just depends on who you talk to. But I think the majority was in favor of the results we saw in Talladega yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, listen, just, you know, I know what I think of the race because I watch them and I enjoy them. But just from what I see online, this Talladega weren't a lot of people that were too excited about the racing up until the last 20 laps. It seems like even at when the other stretch of plate race, when we go to Daytona, there's a little bit more moving and shaking up until the final 20 laps. But Talladega, this one just kind of lined up as, hey, let's all go around in circles.
Yeah.
And then the last 20 laps, let's link up. And it did make for some really exciting racing. And, Sean, what it made for was a last lap crash. And Carson Hocevar getting his first career victory in the NASCAR Cup Series, celebrating in a way that no one's ever done before with his special hurricane celebration, as they're calling it, basically kind of letting the car drive itself and run into the wall. It's kind of fun to see.
Lucky for him, he's a tall guy.
I mean, it's a guy that I think has been this year's Tyler Reddick, so to speak, except not with wins, but or I'm not Tyler Reddick. God, who am I talking about? The number one car. He's kind of been this year's Ross Chastain.
Oh, Ross Chastain.
As far as being aggressive and having different drivers say
and
different things about him.
He's even settled down a little bit.
He has settled down, but you would have to say Carson Hocevar is still the guy that has upset the most people in the garage area, still gets complained about his aggressive moves. However, they all worked out and put him in position. And Sean, I watched it. This was not him being in the right place at the right time when everyone wrecks and he just happens to be the last guy running. He was out front. He maintained the lead. He side drafted. He was going back and forth and put himself in a position to be out front when the big wreck did happen and to cross the finish line first. A heck of a win for him. It seems to be a wildly popular win in the NASCAR world,
especially in Talladega, Alabama.
And it seems like we've got, I don't know, probably too early to say, but already had a big personality. Now he gets a big win. This might be the juice NASCAR's been looking for. This is the first time I've come in this year after a win like, wow, we got something to talk about. Wow, a lot of people had a lot of opinions about what went on. This is might be the shot in the arm NASCAR needed, but yeah. big win for Hosovar.
Yes, it was. And, of course, we're going to dive deep into all that here in just a moment. But first, how was the weekend?
Oh, it was good. We went to a friend of mine, Megan Gentry, was celebrated her 40th birthday. So we went.
Megan Gentry.
Yeah,
we went. I know her.
Out and about on the town, the Orrs and the Gentries and another couple, and just had a big time.
So
stayed out a little late. What? Stayed downtown at the Westin.
Oh, so you stayed overnight again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because we were out late. Whew, huh. Too old for that.
It looks like you probably need to detox some.
You know what? I didn't go because Mrs. Orr doesn't like it when I go too hard. So
especially with other couples.
I had a restrictor plate on. My restrictor plate was on.
I can only imagine.
Still had a good time. It's just, you know, man, you get and you'll definitely identify with this, but you get a certain age and just being out of your routine wipes you out. So I was tired all day yesterday. Did a little bit. I'm still one day away from 100%.
So what does
I'm
old
90%?
What does old people like you guys do when you go to downtown Chattanooga on a Saturday night for a special occasion? What's the go
to? So we went to the rooftop bar at the Westin. Then we went out.
Boy, their drinks are expensive.
It's all about price with you. We went to Wooden
City.
Well,
when they got your money, it's no problem.
We went to Wooden City and had dinner. My steak was fantastic.
That's down near across from the old Big River.
Yep.
Is that a go-to place? I've not been there before.
It's good. They had a steak with this chimichurri stuff on it. Very good. Then we went to the Unknown Caller, which is kind of a hipster cool bar.
Where is that?
Downtown somewhere. And then after that, we ended up at the bar for some nightcaps, and then we all went to bed. So
it sounds like a lot of drinking was going on.
A lot of drinking, but yeah, just be out there being festive.
You went to four locations, and three of them were bars.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, what else are you going to do? Sean, sorry, we didn't go visit all the gyms and skip leg day.
I was going to say, you could have at least gotten a workout in there somewhere or managed to go over to one of the clubs or the Chattanooga Booger Club.
I'm gonna shock you right now, probably more than I did when I told you I was gonna run a Spartan race.
Well, I don't know. That was a pretty big shock.
But I think this is gonna top it.
What is that?
This weekend, before I did all that, during Saturday the day, I went and picked up 15 bags of mulch and spread them myself.
Gosh,
yeah.
That's right up there.
Little yard work for your boy.
I bet you're sore. You're probably finding muscles you didn't know you had.
I'm done for the year. I know that.
Did you have the mulch delivered?
No, I went and picked it up. Well, I got a truck.
I know you do, but I could see you having it delivered and then, set it out there where it needs to go, and then I'll just open up the plastic and pour it out.
Will people do that? They have services. Oh, yeah. If I didn't know that existed, I probably would have done it.
Oh, yeah. You can get any of that kind of stuff.
My next one, I got to get pine straw. Got to get that spread around, make it look
Where
nice.
Do you put pine straw at?
Around my, like, I have a.
Around the house or out in the yard?
I have two big trees that need it because grass won't grow there.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to keep the HOA happy. But, man, you ought to see my.
You must have gotten a notice that you need to get this stuff done.
You would be so jealous of my grass right now. It looks like, it's. You walk in my yard, you think you're in Augusta.
I was going to say, is anything close to Augusta?
I tell you what, it'll put that old lady slipper trash you have to shame.
Well, my Bermuda is still, trying to come in green. It's still got some brown to it. And the fact we've not had any rain hadn't, helped it at all. However, if I had some good rain right now, I could get the yard of the month award on my grass. No question about it.
You probably love going out and mowing good thick grass.
I do. I do. There's nothing
so
like
weird.
It. Nothing like it. Matter of fact, I like it so much. I got my lawnmower serviced 2 weeks ago, got the blade sharpened good, and the oil changed, and so I'm ready to start just mowing, nonstop. That's why I got 2 yards to mow every week and make sure I got a mower that's dependable and get the job done.
You know what? I got another thing that's probably going to shock you right now.
What's that?
Apparently, Mrs. Orr is listening, which is even scarier than... Yeah,
we're not used to that.
It's even scarier than a NASCAR driver not driving with his feet in a victory celebration.
What has brought this on?
I'm supposed to give a shout-out to Dawson's because that's who takes care of our lawn. Oh. It's like, was that the other couple we went out with?
Are you being chastised or anything?
Listen, I've only done this show 20 years. I'm obviously doing it wrong, right? You know how that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Well, luckily it's a week that, you know, we're pretty calm, because there's been some times it's a little bit out of control. So glad you had a good weekend.
Yeah, it was good. How about you, Mrs.?
After our last show, the next day I went to Mexico.
I know, another vacation.
Got in last night.
Are you dual citizenship as much time as you spend over there?
No, but
be careful. Your president might not let you back in.
The resort brand that we go to is the Excellence.
Yeah,
and we are a diamond level as far as their awards. Awards level.
Is that the high, or does it go to highest? It doesn't go to platinum.
Well, they have platinum, but that's below diamond. So they have platinum, or excuse me, they have diamond, platinum, gold, and silver.
Oh man.
And we're at diamond level. So we get all the little extra goodies.
I'm at aluminum level.
Spa services and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, weather was great. There's only one regret I have. Is, let's see, what day was this? Wednesday, maybe? Yeah, I think it was Wednesday. Of course, all excited, you know, to get out in the pool and the beach area. And we get out there, and this place is always a good time to meet people and talk to people, you know, hanging out in the pool. The first question he asked, where are you from? And then you get to talking, and we got to talking to this couple for probably 2.5-3 hours. I mean, it went on forever. Great conversation.
Oh my God, they wouldn't leave you alone, would they?
Well, not necessarily. What else did we have to do?
They didn't hand you like an upside down pineapple or anything.
No, huh? But the only thing is you've got the service here is impeccable. I mean, they just wait. You know, the lady or the servers are just waiting on you hand and foot. So we're in the pool, and of course, every time your cup gets down to a certain level, they're bringing you another cocktail. So we're just standing out there, and they're just bringing nonstop cocktails. And then the next thing you know, you realize that you need sunscreen, but you're in the middle of the conversation, and they just keep bringing your cocktails, and then you kind of forget you need sunscreen until you were like just, you know, fried. And I got fried. Matter of fact, I mean, my shoulders and back area. Oh, my gosh.
It just ruined the rest of the trip.
I mean, the first day or two, and I'm thinking, man, I was trying to avoid this, and now I'm already in the dry skin and peeling stages. I'm going to be like a lizard, and, man, that's
when you say, hey, Mrs. Whitfield, just rub a little lotion on my back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have – that lotion's going to just soak right through my skin after that. Of course, I kept myself, you know, with plenty of sunscreen after that, but it was sort of too late at that point. But we had a great time. We got into the Atlanta airport yesterday at the beginning of segment 2, and our flight was delayed going from Atlanta to Chattanooga. So I got to see all of segment 2 and all of segment 3 all the way to the end of the race, sitting in the airport terminal. I had my headset on and was watching the race. So, man, when you're sitting in the airport for 2.5-3 hours, there's nothing better to occupy your time than to be watching a NASCAR race, because it certainly made the time go by quickly. And of course, Carson Hocevar drives the Chili's car.
Yeah, the Chili's.
So in recognition and celebrating of his win, we get back to Chattanooga. It's about 9 o'clock.
You did not go to Chili's.
Went to Chili's. Oh, we have God. Not. We had not basically eaten much all day long. So I went to Chili's last night. And I'm sitting there, and I asked the server, I says, y'all got any specials since Carson won today? And he looked at me kind of funny. He said, he did?
He said, who?
He knew he knew who I was talking about. And he said, man, I wish I'd have worn my Chili's Carson Hocevar NASCAR shirt. Apparently they, you know, had staff with some of the whatever the shirts are from Chili's promoting their involvement in NASCAR. But I was sort of surprised that, you know, He at least
knew who it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That's good.
And so anyway,
I have not been to Chili's.
Well, that's what I was going to share too.
Brainerd Road Chili's?
No, Gun Barrel Road Chili's.
I forgot about that one too.
I have not. Kim and I had not been there in, I don't know, maybe a couple of years. It's been a good while. And their menu looked very different. They had quite a few new items, and of course, much higher prices. And I got their double smash burger. Are you into smash burgers at all?
I mean, I like burgers, but yeah, that's where you smash it with onions in there.
Well, it has two thick patties, and
There's a place down on Main Street, Scotty's. It's got some really good smash burgers, but it's kind of the new trend among burgers. And their double patty smash burger is one of the best burgers I've had in a long, long time. I was shocked. And it had a ton of meat on it. Now, it's a pricey burger.
Only you would go to Chili's and complain about price.
Well, when you go to get a burger and fries, of course, like I say, I would do it again. So I'm not complaining to the point that I didn't really feel like I got my value. I feel like I got my value because the burger was just outstanding. It exceeded my expectations. But it is $18 for a double smash burger
at Chili's. That's just about standard for burger and fries and all that good stuff.
Really?
Yes, Sean.
I don't eat a lot of that kind of stuff, but if you were to go to
restaurants other than Aaliyah once a month,
it's been about 2 months since
you would realize that that's a pretty standard fare for that's what everything costs.
Have you been down to Scotty's on East Main?
I have not.
They have great smash burgers down there, and you can get one for about $9. But anyway, went to Chili's after the win of Carson Hocevar. Great experience. Had not been there in a long time. If you're somebody out there and you're into smash burgers, I'd highly recommend the double smash burger. But, I hope you don't mind paying because it is a little pricey. But great win for Carson Hocevar and a popular win for Carson Hocevar.
It does seem like a lot of fans very happy that, we just got a driver with a little personality now. We've got someone to win a race that did something we're not used to seeing. A lot has been made of his celebration. If you have, it's kind of hard to describe, but go find it online and watch it.
We come back after the break. We'll get into that.
Yeah. But, overall, I think a very good day for NASCAR yesterday.
Yeah. 23 years old, got his first win. And between he and Cletus McFarlane.
Cleet.
Are you familiar much with him?
No,
Cletus McFarlane.
But I'm from a town small enough that the girl I took to senior prom named her son, not my son, Cletus. So there you go.
Well,
Cleet.
I'm going to do some homework on Cletus McFarlane. I keep hearing about him. He's a driver in the ARCA Remax series, but he is a huge YouTuber. I don't know how many followers he's got, but I understand it's a bunch. And they say that the ratings of the ARCA Remax series are doing very well right now because of Cletus. I also heard today, and I'm assuming this is a fact, that there was about 60,000 viewers on his YouTube watching the race.
Oh, cool. Because they were live streaming?
Yeah. That's how big this guy is among the young generation. So I'm going to do a little homework on him. I'll be able to talk a little bit better and with more facts about Cletus, but he's kind of like Carson. He is the next generation coming into the sport.
Very cool.
All right. I want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. We are broadcasting live from the Nougat Dentistry Studio. You can find them online at NougatDentistry.com. And we are continuing to talk NASCAR for 25 years on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, and we couldn't do it without all of you. So thank you so much for joining us each and every Monday at 6 p.m. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shelliford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nooga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize U podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today. Located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com. We're excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at noogadentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Race and Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Today, talking about the big win for Carson Hocevar at Talladega, career win number one. A showman, you could say. Bit of a showman with his celebration, got everybody excited. And now we'll see if that momentum carries forward, Sean, because now that Talladega is over, we are getting ready to head to Texas Motor Speedway. You know, Carson Hocevar had a cowboy hat on once he won, and yeah, now we're heading to Texas.
Common attire for him, I think.
And then after that, Watkins Glen Road Course Racing and Dover Motor Speedway coming up. So some good racing coming up and a road course, so all you SVG fans maybe have something to celebrate soon. But all the talk now is big win for Carson Hocevar and Spire Motorsports. The 77 team, Sean, we know now that wins don't guarantee you a spot in the playoffs, but it certainly helps you in points, and points get you there. It's the first time the 77 has won as a charter, and like I said, it is the career first win of Carson Hocevar. So
it is the second win of Spire Motorsports.
For Spire Motorsports, but the first for that charter, I believe.
Yeah.
Of the 77. So
I think their first win, as far as long as the team has been in existence, was Daytona in July of 2019 was the organization's first win. And we've continued to see Spire Motorsports improve. Daniel Suarez has had some pretty good runs and good cars this year, too.
Well, we've suspected that they've hit a home run with Carson Hocevar. There's certainly been some weeks where there were more down on him than up on him. But here's the thing. We know who he is. And I think that's kind of one of the problems NASCAR's been having is who's going to be the next star, like Chase Elliott. We had this talk last week. You know, Chase Elliott and Ryan Blaney, probably the two biggest stars, I'm guessing. Tyler Reddick wins a lot of races, but I don't know if that – I think Tyler Reddick could walk into Walmart and Saudi Daisy, and not a lot of people are going to know who he is.
Yeah.
And now you've got this guy that at least has made a name for himself. He's a younger guy, tall, good looking dude that, you know, isn't scared to mix it up and get out there. I mean, that kind of sounds like all the guys that have been popular in the sport. Tony Stewart, Dell Sr., Kyle Busch, you name it, the guys that aren't scared to shake things up. But when people shake things up, it does end up upsetting usually a lot of people in the garage area. I think Kyle Busch says that Carson Hocevar is definitely not on his good list. So.
Well, and when you look
but
at...
maybe that's a good thing.
Carson Hocevar has his own unique popularity. For example, you compare him to Chase Elliott. Boy, there is a huge difference night and day in the character of both those guys and their personalities. However, the popularity is strong with now both drivers, but Carson fits a unique demographic, unique style and personality that our sport needs. And we could use a couple of more drivers like a Carson Hocevar that are not afraid to get out there and take risks, stir things up a little bit. He sort of started off last year especially and has done it a little bit this year, but he has settled down a little bit. He kind of started off his place in NASCAR similar to what Ross Chastain did at the beginning of his career, where he upset several people or quite a few people, got things stirred up, and that's what we need. We need some of that, and then that's too how these drivers learn. I mean, these guys are young guys, but Carson's got a bright future. Spire Motorsports, I don't think they've came out and said officially how long they've got a contract on him, but they've indicated that they have got one on him for a long time.
Seems like a pretty genuine guy too. He tweeted out, Sean, that this morning he said, "Just woke up, tears in my eyes, watching footage and edits and reactions. Mm-hmm. Genuinely unbelievable. So thankful that this feeling is exactly what I dreamt it would feel like. Thank you, everyone." So seems like a very genuine guy, someone that you can root for. It's, you know, he's like your little brother. Keeps doing things to annoy you, but ultimately you're cheering for him. And it was fun because you had the president of NASCAR saying, "You know what, that was the coolest celebration I've seen." You had the president of Chili's, I don't know if he knew you were there, but he tweeted out, "Oh my gosh, that was great," and just tons of admiration for what happened. I don't know, I felt like this had more juice than
margarita juice
than any of the wins we've had in a while,
since that's one of the things that they're known for.
So yes, I mean, it used to be baby back ribs, but I don't even know if they do those.
Well,
anymore.
It's the Presidente, I believe,
the Dente
margarita.
Yeah, I know a man that used to fancy a top shelf margie every now and again
back in my younger days.
but anyway, so I think that's really cool. I mean, his fire suit looks like he has boots on and looks like it's a Western shirt. So the dude's got a little cowboy. The kids would call it Riz, Sean. So I think, like I said, hey, great win for him. Great win for Spire. But I think this was a really good win for NASCAR.
Let's talk just a moment about his victory celebration. I was sort of struggling there for a brief bit of time.
Like, what's going on?
Trying to figure out exactly what he was trying to do. You know, he's sitting on the driver's door panel, I guess that's the way you would describe it. Half of his body hanging in the car, half of it not. And I was trying to figure out, and then, you know, he's trying to steer the car, and then he's sort of aiming towards the wall. And right about the time he's about to get the wall, he gets the car stopped. Then he, you know, gets it running, and he's, you know, running the car up towards the start finish line, sitting on the ledge of the door there. And then he gets right up to the wall, and you're wondering, okay, is he going to be able to get that car stopped?
Doesn't have any brakes.
But he kind of did a little soft hit, got the car stopped. But what a cool celebration. There's been so much recognition and comments made today about Carson Hocevar's celebration. I mean, when's the last time you heard much being talked about in the NASCAR nation?
Who
about
was it that used to hop out of their car and like climb the tower and get the flag? Was that Tony Stewart?
No.
That was somebody. But that was a big deal. You know, that's the last time I remember hearing about a celebration. But yeah.
Tony was always too heavy to climb up that high. Carl Edwards is the one that always stuck out in my mind as being one.
The backflip.
Because
it's like a wrestling move. He wins, so you expect the backflip.
Something that he was able to create and call it his own.
I'm thinking, Clint, you know, you're watching it, and Clint Boyer's just laughing. Yeah, he's just like, I can't believe he's doing this. This is great. Mm-hmm. So that kind of energy, I think, is certainly good.
One thing that caught my attention as Carson is sort of doing his victory parade along the front stretch, if you took notice, the stands were still pretty full. I mean, the amount of fans that stayed for his celebration, I mean, it was huge. I think it was very above average of what we typically see of any driver after they get a win. I mean, the fan base at Talladega specifically, they were Carson Hocevar fans.
Someone tweeted out a picture of his merchandise hauler after the win, and it's people crowd around everywhere in a line to buy shirts. I'm sure they sold out of stuff. So, you know, like I said, there hasn't been anybody really grabbed that mantle in a long time. And maybe this is a flash in the pan. He wrecks everybody next week and he's on the bad list again. But for now, I think it was a great shot in the arm.
Let's get into the results of the Jack Lynx 500 at Talladega. I want to mention this. Chris Buescher, you know, he came in second. And he was driving the Jack Lynx.
He was right there at the end, too.
So he had a shot to really make it look extra special for the title sponsor.
I thought Stenhouse Jr. was going to sneak in there, too. There were so many cars with a shot at the end.
Yeah. Of course, Carson got his first victory in 91 races in the NASCAR Cup Series. Chris Buescher came in second, posted his fourth top 10 finish at 22 races at Talladega. Alex Bowman came in third, posted his seventh top 10 finish in 21 races. Good to see Alex back in the race car and running well, especially after he missed several races so far this year. Moving along down in the results, Chase Elliott in fourth, Zane Smith in fifth, sixth, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., seventh, Ross Chastain, eighth was Austin Cindric, ninth, Noah Gragson, and 10th, believe it or not, started 34th, Kyle Busch.
You know, that's got to eat Kyle alive. This is a top 10 at Talladega. Let's see. Other drivers of note. Ty Dillon, 13th. Tyler Reddick, 14th. Hamlin, 15th. Christopher Bell in the 17th spot. Austin Dillon, 19th. He was looking pretty good there for a while. SVG was top 10 for a while, and then he wasn't. He ended up finishing 20th. Go down the list a little bit. Chase Briscoe. It was Brad Keselowski. Was not a great day for him, 31st. Neither for Josh Berry in 33rd, Ty Gibbs 34th, William Byron 35th, Bubba 36th, Ryan Blaney 37th, Kyle Larson, Joey Logano 39th, Kyle Larson 40th. So a lot of big names at the bottom, a lot of names you don't normally see at the top. Almost like a typical Talladega race.
Yeah, you know, we had the big one at lap 115 in the second segment, and it was like a chain reaction. It sort of started with Bubba Wallace, and there was a lot of big names that fell out and had wrecked race cars. Approximately 26 cars. And it was to the point that on television at least, and I'm sure on MRN radio, it was probably a little bit easier to say the cars that were still in the race instead of
figure out how many are actually out there versus
I don't think for the most of the NASCAR nation it was any big surprise. All right, we come back. We'll get into the driver's standings after the race at Talladega. We'll also get into some news in the world of NASCAR. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast, you can find it tomorrow at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. Or you can go to our website and find all of our shows archived there at racingtalkradio.com. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. After the break, for Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. All the talk about Carson Hocevar, the old rebel, getting out in front, big crash in the back, big win for Carson Hocevar in the 77 of Spire Motorsports. And now we look at the schedule, and next race is going to be Texas, and the race after that is going to be Watkins Glen. So road course racing, Dover, and then, of course, Charlotte and Nashville to round out the month of May. So we got, what, 5 races in May, Sean. So, and you know what? We're getting awful close. Let's see, Charlotte Motor Speedway. We're getting close to Memorial Day, so that means we're getting close to the Coca-Cola 600, too. So that's coming up. All right, and anyway,
you know what?
It's going to be a good month of racing.
When you look at the top 10, is there anything that is there one thing that stands out to you that is a little unusual, a little different?
The finishers?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I'll just go ahead and go straight to the point.
You mentioned it. Zane Smith.
Toyota.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Was the highest finishing Toyota, Tyler Reddick was highest finishing Toyota in 14th. It was an all Chevrolet and Ford top 10.
You think there's going to be a little talk back at the, or do you blame that on, you know what, everybody crashed out or no? I mean, that's pretty stark when you say that. There's going to have to be a talk at the old.
There was so many cars that
TRD
that was in that initial crash and the second segment that pretty much, I think all the organizations, as far as manufacturers having their strategic planning of, you know, manufacturer playing against one another, sort of went out the window. It kind of almost was like every man for themselves. And just feel lucky to be on the racetrack if you were able to get back on the racetrack after that crash. And there for a moment, after that happened, I'm thinking, man, I hate to see this because there's so many top names now out of the race. It's not going to be as exciting as it would have been. And certainly it would have been more exciting had we had more cars out on the track at the end of the race, especially some top names, but I didn't feel like I was, you know, was cheated at the end. As a NASCAR fan, I felt like that we got our money's worth.
Yeah, I mean, it's to me, it was a kind of a standard fun Talladega. It's just who won, mm-hmm. and what happened after that ended up making it, you know, that was the bonus. So, listen, in this age of social media, I think you just have to realize, like, if it was raining gold coins outside, half the people online would complain about their umbrellas getting ruined. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it's just the way that the world works. But overall, I thought it was pretty good.
And historically, when you're at Daytona and Talladega, where you want to be is in the front. Where you don't want to be is at the middle of the pack. Because that's usually where you get taken out.
It's because someone in front of you is going to make a move, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Whereas yesterday, it was different. It all started from the front and worked its way down. Mentioned earlier, Kyle Busch started 34th, came in 10th. It was his day to manage to get a top 10, and the only way he was able to do it is there was many good cars already out of the race. So he had some luck on his side.
Well, you know what? It's restrictor plate races. It's one of the few times that anybody's got a chance. And we always talk about that. It's the most level playing field, like it or not, mm-hmm. In all of NASCAR. And it's like a fuel mileage race or it's like a rainout. A win's a win. A good finish is a good finish, no matter how you come about it. And that's a team that could use it.
But I still think NASCAR's got some work to do on this car at super speedways. And there was talk about this during the TV broadcast yesterday. It was challenging at times for them to do bump drafting because of the rounded noses. They weren't like they used to be where the cars could do that and not get so out of control. And so I think this is still work in progress. I know from browsing around online today, there's a couple of media outlets that look at occasionally was throwing some criticism at the super speedway package. But I think overall we got a good race. Is there room for NASCAR to make improvements? Yes. And they realize that, they recognize that, and they continue to do that. So we'll continue on. All right, let's talk about the driver standings after the race at Talladega. Tyler Reddick is still leading by a long shot, 110 points over second place Denny Hamlin, third Ryan Blaney, fourth Chase Elliott, and fifth Ty Gibbs.
In the sixth spot, Kyle Larson, seventh Chris Buescher. Moving up to eighth, Carson Hocevar, Sean, with a big old one in the win column. Christopher Bell, ninth. Brad Keselowski still hanging in the top 10. William Byron, 11th. Bubba Wallace, 12th. Ryan Preece, 13th. Daniel Suarez, 14th. Joey Logano, 15th. And Austin Cindric in the 16th spot, barely edging out Chase Briscoe, Ross Chastain. SVG, 19th. Zane Smith moves into the top 20. Let's go down there. Oh, Kyle Busch, 27th in the standings right now. I don't want to say it's time to start panicking, but it's certainly time to start racing much better, Kyle. And don't forget, Sean, since Bubba Wallace finished with a top 10, you can go to Hardee's, not Carl's Jr., and with a purchase of a large drink, get 3 free chicken tenders. Mm. Actually, it doesn't even say chicken tenders. It's probably just, it just says 3 free tenders. But you have to text a code, Bubba237. For that to happen.
Unfortunately, there's not but a couple of Hardee's even left in this market anymore.
Man, they used to be so big, and there were so many of them. They sell out? I have no idea.
No, I think the franchise was headquartered out of Cleveland. I think they've just closed up locations over time.
Just woeing it back a little.
They weren't selling enough biscuits at breakfast. That was majority of their business was breakfast. But
yeah, you know, my second favorite fast food burger is still Hardee's.
Really?
Or Carl's Jr. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. You probably don't have a favorite fast food burger, do you?
No, can't say I do.
Okay.
Speaking of Kyle Busch, as we continue to talk about him throughout the program, Kyle Busch, the RCR team announced today that they've got some new leadership on the pit box. They have got some reorganization going on. They're continuing to improve. Are continuing trying to make the effort to improve on the racetrack. Andy Street will assume crew chief responsibilities on the number 8 Chevrolet.
All right. So sometimes you make a change for the sake of change. See if that works.
Much needed.
I still think the greatest quote was old Richard Childress when he talked to, it was, they swapped all the crew chiefs. This is back when Harvick and, you know, for a short time, Casey Mears was RCR, and then I can't remember the other two drivers. There were 4 of them, and late in the year, it just swapped all the crew chiefs. And they asked him about it. He said, "Well, it's kind of like that married couple that says they're doing their best, but then they get divorced, and both of them go lose weight, and they look better than they ever have."
Yeah, I think that was at Stuart Haas Racing, wasn't it?
No, it was Richard Childress at Richard Childress Racing is when he said that. So I always thought that was a. It was a pretty good line. Everyone says they're doing their best until they lose their job or till they're a real shake up, and then they start doing their best.
You know, that's got to be so discouraging being a part of RCR right now, because none of the cars are doing well, and they continue to have high hopes. And I mean, everybody knows what Kyle Busch is capable of when he's in the right equipment, and they just keep spinning their wheels. They just can't get it going.
And what's so crazy, Sean, is 2 years ago, they came out swinging. They won some races, and you thought, okay, Kyle made the right choice. They're about to, this is going to come alive. And then it's like, you know, somebody relapsing. They're just back to being an also run.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because I don't know what you do to get it back.
Yeah, I've got mixed emotions on whether Kyle will continue to stay in NASCAR after 2026. I almost say I can't imagine him hanging around RCR. As bad as that continues to go, but if he does remain in the sport, where in the heck does he go?
Yeah, I mean it's. Being good's one thing, being bad, being loved, being hated, you name it. The one thing you don't want to be is irrelevant. And he's too talented to be this bad, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like you don't build your franchise, your football franchise around an old quarterback that you know is going to retire in a couple of years. You may bring him in as like a stopgap or something like that, somebody to hold the place in line until you find the guy, you draft the guy you really want. But no one's going to build an organization around Kyle because he's closer to retirement than he is, than he isn't. So I don't know. It is going to be very peculiar because I think he can still drive a race car, but right now the race cars he's driving, plus you can't say, I mean, I don't know. It would be hard to think he's still into it right now.
Yeah. It doesn't appear to me that he's still into it. It is a little bit surprising to me that he's managed to control his emotions and his attitude and his temper as well as he has, considering the performance on the racetrack. It's sort of sad to see.
Yeah,
especially with a guy that has been able to achieve so much.
Yeah, you hope that one race weekend, the spark comes back and he's able to make a move and do something. But yeah. I mean, you know, a win doesn't guarantee anything anymore. And if you're constantly running in 27th spot, a win's probably not getting you into the playoffs.
We'll see if Andy Streak, being the new crew chief, can make a change on the pit box and possibly turn things around a little bit for
rearrange the
Kyle Busch.
What do they call that? You rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic?
I guess that's a good way to put it. All right, time for us to take a break. When we come back, we'll get into some news in the world of NASCAR and talk a moment about headed to Texas. We got all that and more straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuka Dentistry. Nuka Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuka Dentistry studio. Find Nuka Dentistry online at NukaDentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nuka Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize You podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, like we do, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info. I think the overall theme of this week is big win for Carson Hocevar. He did a really cool celebration. Have you heard that part yet? Go online, find it. It was pretty cool. And a little juice in NASCAR. We got a first-time winner. That's always fun, especially when it's a guy that seems to be genuine, seems to have a lot of fans. Also, seems to have mixed reviews sometimes in the garage area because he's a little too aggressive. Well, now he can say, yeah, but I have a win, so it's worth it. So we'll see. Now our attention turns towards Texas Motor Speedway for the Worth 400 presented by Liquimolly. At Texas, well, there's a good one. Worth 400 presented by Liquimolly. Do you know what that is?
I do not.
So, like, if I name something weird like that, is that stupid because there's no name recognition? Or
I don't even know.
Is it smart because I go, God, I gotta know what the heck liquid, like.
What is Worth? I know they had a car on the track yesterday.
WU with the two little, what is that?
Yeah.
Little dots. I think it's a manufacturing company. I don't know. But Liquimolly, like, listen, when I was younger, I would think Liquimolly is certainly not what I'm thinking it is.
Well, coming from the oil business, any time you used the word Molly was being used, it was a lubricant.
It is a lubricant. Liquimolly. It's got, that's what it is. So it's some new brand.
So it's a lubricant, I'm assuming, for automotive or heavy-duty purposes?
It's for automotive purposes. They've got your additives, your engine oils, your gear oils. So there you go.
So Worth, while you're doing your searching there, what is Worth?
Worth is, let's see.
I'm just wondering how Liquimolly correlates with Worth, because for Liquimolly, it sounds like it says presented by Liquimolly. I'm just wondering, how does that work? Who's paying for what?
Worth is a company that sells like refrigerants, hydraulics. They sell all manner of automotive type stuff.
Okay.
So you name it. They automotive chemicals, fasteners, hand tools, and electric supplies since 1969.
So Liquimolly
must be their private label, I'm guessing.
Okay. I didn't know if Liquimolly might be one of their clients.
Could possibly be.
Or Worth is one of Liquimolly's. Who knows? I'm just thinking about when Walmart.
Everybody owns everybody.
I know when the race is at Atlanta Motor Speedway and it's the Quaker State race presented by Walmart, that means Quaker State's footing the bill and they're giving Walmart the bragging rights. So I'm just sort of trying to comprehend that a little bit. Some news in the world of NASCAR. Jim France is stepping down. It's been announced this past weekend from his NASCAR CEO role, but will keep his role as chairman and majority owner of the racing business. Effective immediately, NASCAR president Steve O'Donnell has been promoted to CEO, while executive vice president Ben Kennedy, France's great nephew, has been promoted to chief operating officer. I tell you what, one day Ben Kennedy's going to be running NASCAR. He's already been placed in some pretty significant roles. He had a lot to do with Chicago, running in Mexico, running at the LA Coliseum, and he's been put to the test. He has performed well in a leadership position in NASCAR. I think he's in his early 30s. His mother is Lisa France Kennedy, which is a major major owner of NASCAR. Plus, he is a part of the France family. So I think no question about it, Ben Kennedy has got a bright future ahead of him in the future success of the sport. However, it's a pretty big deal for Steve O'Donnell to be promoted to CEO, and he is not a member of the family. So just goes to show that the France family is letting go of a little bit of authority and letting it get outside the family.
But we won't notice. As a fan, you're not going to notice any different.
No, I don't think so.
I think he's probably been acting in that role for a long time. This is a way for Mr. France to not have to show up every week.
Well, and I think Jim France is about 80 years old, so it's probably not a wise idea to have him in such a leadership position at his age, because when you get to be 80, you know, who knows when your time will be done. Legacy Motor Club announced that it has expanded a relationship with Dollar Tree. Have you ever been in a Dollar Tree?
Oh, yeah.
I've never been in one.
You've never been in a Dollar Tree?
Never been in one. Where is there a Dollar Tree at?
There's one over on Gun Barrel.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
Isn't there one over there by Provino's in Eastridge?
I think so. Yeah. Back when everything actually used to be a dollar, which that's not the case anymore.
Yeah.
Pregnancy tests were only a dollar.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting how you would know that.
Well, when you're going through fertility stuff for a long time, you realize that those can be quite expensive.
Is that
where
you would go for? They're one of the fastest growing retailers in the United States. The agreement includes a personal service deal with seven-time NASCAR champion and club owner Jimmy Johnson as a brand ambassador, along with a direct-to-retail license product program featuring team branding. So, pretty big deal for Legacy Motor Club.
Yeah, nice.
IKEA. You ever been to an IKEA?
That I have not.
I've been to an IKEA one time. I think everybody should go there once. There's one there in Atlanta. I wasn't impressed, but it is a unique kind of store. There's, if I remember right, because it's been 10 or 15 years since I've been to one at least, there's several different levels, and it's a lot of cheap imported stuff. It's ideal furniture for somebody that's going off to college or you want to use for a rental house or something, is kind of the way I remember it being. But nevertheless, they're an international company specializing in furniture, and they will be the associate sponsor for Carson Hocevar for three races, starting this weekend at Texas and moving on to Atlanta Motor Speedway and then Kansas in September.
All right. Well, I tell you what, winning, just keep bringing that money.
It's nice to see some new brands in the sport.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you see the, pickle beer? It was like,
I did not.
Grillo's Pickles and, what's the hipster beer?
I don't know anything about it.
Anyway, it was pickle juice flavored beer. There you go.
Oh, I bet that stuff's disgusting.
Keep you from cramping.
Oh, man. Of course, coming up Sunday at 3:30 p.m. on FS1, you can catch the race at Texas Motor Speedway. It'll also be on PRN Radio. All right, Casey, any final words, sir, before we go today?
Everybody have a great week, and let's do this again next Monday. What do you say?
All right, that sounds great. We want to thank all of you out there for listening and making us a part of your Monday. If you missed any portion of today's broadcast, you can find it tomorrow online at racingtalkradio.com or at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio. Download. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website. And for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.